Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
All I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things as son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body. This hood politics acknowledge it, leave bodies chopped up in garbages. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cops shot again. Bust stop glass burst, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. So everybody come on, little niggas is grown. Hood rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, the street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about. Nigga, the time is now.
One mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic, one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent, nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the stimmies. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut. That we take these bitches to war, lie them down, cause we stronger now. My nigga, this time is now.
All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. That's all I need, nigga, that's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath, I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for adults. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking on that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab guns, I'm blasting, cause I'm a cool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Who's you niggas? What you call an infinite brawl, eternal souls clashing. World gets deep, some beef is everlasting. Complete with dick scars, brothers knifing each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would get killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they work and complain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me when a man caught a sin. Assignments are blinded, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found, you need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry. All I need is one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
I only got one mic to verbally express some things I need to get off my chest. So here goes nothing. Let me start by saying you mean everything. I mean I would walk around naked in your Garden of Eden, reminding myself of all the fruitful treasure I have, and even in those moments when I act like I don't care. That's when I truly care the most, and it's not fair that I don't tell you how much I adore your kisses, how much I feel your touches, and it encourages my wishes that I can wake up to you every morning. My soul is full of life that you keep inspiring. I enjoy the way you look at me with confidence. It makes me want you and all your elegance, like a cool glass of lemonade on a hot sunny day as your beauty wrecks my retrograde. You are my one true desire. You are the spark that adds to my fire. While my flames intensifies, your words of affirmation signifies the one true element of love that burns deep. Even when I'm in that REM stage of my resting place, you make love to my dreams and leave every trace of your vibes. Makes me yearn for you more. I feel your love in the depths of my core. I'm in a sentimental mood. So even if I don't have this one mic, it would be understood. You complete me. You make me so damn vulnerable when you're around. And my God, your sound. Your sound when you speak, when you moan, even when you speak with your eyes. The way you love me makes my heart cry. But these are tears of joy and not sorrow. Because I know tomorrow I can hope for another mic to share more of how I see you with you. Poetic.
As a spoken word poet, when I met her, all I needed was one mic, one piece of metal covered in plastic mixed with particles of carbon substances, allowing for the thought that escaped from my jowl to move mental mountains, transmitting subliminal messages to open minds and hearts, waiting to feel and hear my point of view, just to show them that they aren't alone in this generational Afrocentric diaspora, not one of you. She was everything that I ever needed, and all I needed was one mic to stand up on this stage and act a fool for her, to be charming, to be her Prince Charming, just for her, show her how real and how magical this interlude could possibly be for her, and I try. I try to tell her that this spoken word thing is too emotional, the message is subdued, subliminal, and maybe just a little egotistical, that even my eyes and my kisses on her lips will be somewhat metaphysical, and each word might sound rhetorical, all because I want to be romantical, but I'm so smitten. So what am I supposed to do? She would just trust me with her heart. And if I could just start with one mic, to move one woman, to make one difference in that one life, with the hopes of spitting some fire so hot that it just might touch something deep inside of her, something they never knew, giving her sexy phrases that even our kisses are brand new. And I don't want to profess that I have all the answers to life questions. I just have a good heart and a powerful mind and a beautiful combination to touch her and maybe mankind, because freedom is an acquired passion, similar to my feelings for her at this time and decision to fulfill this vision of this mission. But who knows? I might even say something meaningful or something profound. So while we're still soul searching, I'm humbled that I found, and it's because of you, that my voice is true. My feelings and this love, Jones, is just the beginning that all I have for you, and it's all brand new, because what we have is nothing more than pure delight. But it all started with a kiss, a pen and a pad, and one mic, J. Rob the Wasa, and a deeper shade of soul on the get down. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is to get down with your host, the Dark Knight himself, Mr. DSP, the gentleman you just heard drop jewels and gems, freedom of expression and romance, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, wise son, phenomenal ink spell, my brother. How are you tonight?
I am really, really good. I had somewhat of a terrible week. Had to get out of my emotions. And thank you for the conversation earlier this week, bro, and earlier today. It helped put me back in focus, because I'm still going through some things, but I'm on the get down, so I can get past some of those things. And I got a chance to hear my brother spit a piece so phenomenal, so apropos for tonight's show. Nah, I'm not taking on them accolades, because, bro, what you just dropped, that is a gem. That is a jewel. That is spoken word poetry. Good evening to my brother, Van Meadows, a.k.a. That Dude Poetic. What's up, man?
What's up, bro? I'm doing all right, man. Appreciate the accolades, man, but I'm doing phenomenal, bro, and it was great having a conversation with you, man, and chopping it up, man, about things that we hold dear to our hearts. So I appreciate the conversation.
Very
as
much
well.
So. I got to tell you something, though. Got to tell you something.
Go ahead, bro.
Every trace of your vibes makes me yearn for you more. I feel your love in the depths of my core. I'm in a sentimental mood. So even if I didn't have this one mic, it would be understood that you complete me. You make me so damn vulnerable when you are around. My God, your sound, man, please. Who are you? I'm trying to ask a question. Who are you in love with, Playboy? Because I'm going to steal a couple of these lines. I'm going to find me somebody to write this to, because that right there, yo, every time you drop a line and you take advantage of the fact that I love jazz, I'm like, I hate him. I hate him because I wish I wrote that first. I hate him. I wish I wrote that first. That's a dope spill you just put out there, bro. That is an absolute dope spill.
Hey, man. Thank you so much, bro. But we're not going to skate past something they never knew, given her sexy phrases that even our kisses are brand new. I don't profess to have all the answers to life questions, but I have a good heart and a powerful mind, a beautiful combination to touch her and mankind. Bro, come on, man. What you talking about? Me?
Man, listen. I'm just trying to catch up. You know that dude that's always running in second place? No matter what race he in, he always second. He running behind the dude in first, like, that's how it is when I'm writing next to you. I write poetry and I'll be like, I'm gonna catch up to me.
No, sir.
I gotta catch up.
I can't accept that. I can't accept that. This is a phenomenal ink spill, bro. Oh, man. My man said something they never knew, given her sexy phrases that even our kisses are brand new. Bro, You know what I would give for brand new kisses every morning, every day, every time Alice touch the kisses are brand new. Who you in love with, bro? Come on, man. Come on.
Man, I got a confession, but I won't say it when I get done. I'm gonna say it to you when I talk to you after the show.
Well, yeah, I guess I won't be part of that conversation. But hey,
yeah,
thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
Hey, if you happen to be listening in online by chance, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you desire to be a part of the Get Down, go ahead and press 1. Let's hear One Mic in Your Romance.
Mm.
Shout out to Nas for kicking off the One Mic episode in Romance, Freedom of Expression. Dope, dope track.
Bro, that's got to be one of the best hip-hop songs ever written. Like, there's a top 100, and in that top 100, he's in the top 10, top 20. He was in a different space when he wrote that.
Man, I don't even want to think about it. You know what? Oh, man. J-Rob.
You know I'm putting that on the event page.
J-Rob.
Talk to me.
Top 100 hip-hop edition of the Get Down. Bring your top 100 hip-hop song next week.
Bring one of your top 500.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. Bring one of your top 100.
Ooh.
Mm.
That's going to be hard, but yeah, I like that. Hey, man, I appreciate what you do, bro. Hey, before we go any further, let's give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas Shaw, who happens to be the CEO of Cooking Radio, but also the CEO of Raw Links, which this show is sponsored by. Why be average when you can be raw?
I got mine.
The question is, do you got yours?
Yeah, do you got yours? And if you don't, what you waiting for?
That part, what is you waiting for? What is you waiting for?
Yeah, not what are you. What is you waiting for? There you go, man.
That part. What is you waiting for? That part. Hey, listen. Hit Arthur Larry Maddox up in his DM. Let him know that you need some Raw Links. Or just simply thank him for Epiphany Radio. I mean, thanks goes a long way. It goes a long way.
It really does.
Now, it really does. Man, I am so anxious, J-Rob, to get to these poets, man, to just see how Romance and One Mic has inspired their ink. What about you, bro?
I'm hyped. I'm so hyped that after playing One Mic, I'm playing One Nation Under a Groove after One Mic on the Get Down. Let's get into the event page. Let's get into these poets. Let's get into who do we have to kick off this show, Van Meadow.
J-Rob, the wise son, we have none other than Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, Van Meadows. Hey, J-Rob. What's up, baby?
You know I love it when you give me a greeting like that, girl.
Flag on the plate. What's up, Van Meadows? Hey, J-Rob. What is this?
Y'all are a mess.
Did you just tweet the whistle and say flag on the plate?
Man. Flag on the plate. Yeah. Flag on the plate.
why would there be a flag on the plate? How Damon Wayans said, my brother.
Bro, the flag is on the plate. First of all, Anton say the flag on the plate is because of, it don't matter. This way she don't come in like that.
Excuse me, don't mind the jar of pickle juice.
He said pickle juice?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Pickle
Welcome
juice?
To Get Down, Miss Lips. Yeah, you know
pickle
that was pickle
juice
in there. But you know that was pickle juice in there. You know it was pickle juice.
Pickle juice.
Come on, man.
Oh, you guys are too funny.
Wait, pickle juice. I'm not messing with you.
Miss Lips, it's so good to hear you this evening.
I so enjoy you all. This show means the world to me. You know that.
I'm very happy for that.
To me. Oh, baby. Oh, my bad. I forgot I was live on the air. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Oh, that's all right. I like being
No, I was going to say, let you sing. Go ahead, Daddy.
It's all good. I'll fall back. It ain't about. It's not about my singing. Tonight, it's about Miss Lips, her romance, her freedom of expression, and one mic. So tell me something.
Yes.
Are you ready to get down?
I am.
Then Miss Lips, go ahead and get on down.
Now, see, my pen didn't want to go for the romance tonight, so this is what my one mic came out to be. Never underestimate the power in one mic. It was one mic. Center stage and a group of well-dressed singers that ignited us into the evolution of soul. One mic stood on the pulpit when the voices of our generations spoke life into our communities, when we were still thought of as not quite a whole human. One mic from which we heard the voices of Angelo, Morrison, Giovanni, Hughes, Brooks, Lord, Baldwin, and countless others who have given us perspective, taught us our power, showed us our history, and shared in our heartbreak. One mic that carried the message that the revolution won't be televised, even as today we see glimpses of the change Gil Scott-Heron spoke of, but has yet to see full fruition. And it is one mic that told us of the life and death of those who lead this fight. One mic gives voice to our struggles, our fears, our heartaches, our prayers, our stories, that leads to our triumphs, our victories, our strengths, our connectivity, our never-ending quest to be who we were designed as a people to be. And it is just one mic to which you are listening, proclaiming unto you its power. One mic, one mic, one mic can move mountains. One extraordinary mic. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Well, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I love all the references in this piece that she just gave off.
Yeah.
Because regardless of anything else, that one mic has been passed down from one person to the next in poetry and in song. This was a powerful piece for me. What say you, Van Meadows?
Hey, man, I say, wow, she said that she didn't want to dip into romance tonight. Little did she know that she had a romance session with her ink and one mic. And this was the production of such skill.
Wow, thank you.
Drive. Amen. Amen.
Phenomenal drop. And this was just beautiful art, Miss Lips. Beautiful art.
Thank you so much. You guys inspired me.
See, have to tell you, when you spit like this, you have a different cadence. You notice that, Van?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You have a completely different cadence, and it really just goes through, and it says a whole lot. I love this particular cadence from you.
Thank you.
This is like, you know, we're on a college campus, and we're like, I'm tired of this shit that we're going through. And she just walks by, and she's like, all you need is one mic. And you're like, what? All you need is one mic. And she goes through this dissertation that she just gave us.
Yeah.
And she walks away and says, all you need is one mic. And they're like, wow. Wow.
Wow.
She's right.
Yep. For sure.
Thank you so
That's
much.
What I get.
Thank you.
I don't like you. No. He doesn't say thank you. That's Van. I know you love him.
Hey. I'm the
I
one
couldn't
that
even
threw
hold
flag
it.
On the
I'm
plate.
Sorry.
I'm the one that threw the
I couldn't.
Flag on the plate for the way she came up in here tonight. What do you mean?
I couldn't hold it. I'm so sorry. I couldn't even hold it. But in all honesty, thank you for this piece, because this is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me this prompt to work with, because I didn't know where I was going to go with it when I sat down with my pen, and I just started writing and let it lead me.
You know,
nice.
And you know, that is one of the most beautifulest things in the world, is when you're able to not even know where your pen is going to go, and you sit down and you start writing anyway.
Yeah.
That produces some of the best work.
Yes.
This is a demonstration of that. Man, I love it. I love it.
Thanks,
Me
guys,
too.
So much.
Blame Van.
Now, Miss Lips.
This is on him.
Yes?
Me. This is not on me. This is on him. That you know that dark skinned chocolate brother that you are
really did he say skinned did he say skinned
yeah, I did that dark
you can oh my god if that's not a Baltimore word he said skinned
that's right Baltimore born and raised baby Baltimore is home yes sir
I'm not Baltimore but I am Maryland
oh god it's the whole MD thing. But it's all right. It's all right because she did show me love with the greeting.
Yeah,
she showed
did.
Me love.
She showed. Oh, she showed you why you King DSP. Woo!
Yeah, he just hit me. He just hit me with my man from the WWE. No, he did. Coming out for the last time next week. And then here it is in the chat. I'm getting hit behind doors. Somebody else is like, Baltimore, baby. I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go.
That's right. That's right. You know it. Hey, but look, Miss Lips.
Yes, darling.
We're going to need you to go over to the dance floor. And
I get to be first tonight. I don't think I've ever been
first tonight. To set the tone, to set the atmosphere of exactly how we gonna groove tonight.
Yeah, I think I want some slow jam, some rock music, a little bit of something that I can get close to somebody.
I just put something in there for you on the slow jam side. We're gonna start off with, if you take me and Van's poetry, we're gonna start off with this song called Butterflies. And we're gonna work our way through.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wait, which version? Which version?
Oh, brother, the original. The original epic version.
In my Denzel voice. My Denzel voice. My man.
There you go. I'm even going to give you a teardrop of yearning for your love from the Gap Band.
Woo!
Yeah. That's what we're doing in the event page tonight, y'all. We're going to do a little unwrap. We're going to do a little confunction. Just tune into the Get Down and come get this good loving, poetically speaking.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Miss Lips, get on out there
right.
Dance floor and get to boogieing, baby.
All right, love.
One love, one mic.
One
gentlemen, on her way to the dance floor, that is Miss Lips. Man.
Mm-hmm.
So this how we gonna start the show, J-Rod? Really,
bro?
This
she
how we gonna start the show?
She was outstanding.
I'm talking about that greeting. Who else gonna come in here and greet you like that? You know what?
Bruh.
You know what?
Listen, we do 52 shows a year, and at least 44 of them shows. It's all about my good brother with the sexy eyes and the pretty skin and the long beard and the pretty smile and the LSP. Occasionally, the other eight times, some chocolate can get some love. I'm just saying.
All right,
I'm just saying.
You know what? Let's just get to the next caller. Because I hear you. I hear you.
I'm just saying.
Now, are you ready? Are you ready for the next caller?
I am so ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic, we have Mother of Dragons. How you doing, love?
Hello. How you doing?
Hello, Mother.
Good evening, J-Rob. Good evening, Van Metals. How you doing?
I am so good right now. I'm so
doing
good.
Good.
So good. I'm so good.
I'm glad just saying.
And she's chocolate, man. She's chocolate.
I know she's chocolate, J-Rob. She's some of the smoothest chocolate I've ever seen, too.
You ever notice all them chocolate women got a name that sounds with an A, like Tanisha, Tawana,
yeah,
Savannah.
It's something about that A.
That beautiful vowel, that A at the end of it, right? Like Keisha.
Make you want to be like, hey, baby.
You know, and then you always got one of them got a name like Tanisha. She's like, look, my friends call me Cookie. And you're like, alright, still chocolate, baby. Still chocolate.
I cannot with y'all doing today, okay?
I'm just saying.
Well, J-Rob. If you don't mind,
Mother of Dragons.
Would you mind?
Mother of Dragons, you know this is a romantic side, so take my hand, like in that song, Float On Baby, take my hand, let me walk you to the stage in this microphone like it was Loveland. Let me show you how sweet it could be since you're standing next to me. And would you please get on down?
I got you on that. Baby, you're my favorite song. You make me hit high hopes. You make me groan in falsetto. Heavy on the crescendo. Making the legs open. Key notes put that arch in. You're my favorite verse. It's the tongue riff on my uterus. That favorite lyric is when you're piping me. Go deep in chorus. This hits heavy in the seventh line. Remixing. When I dirty wine on your face, this is a global R&B song. You're my favorite because you make me bob my head over and over again. Baby, you're my favorite piece, like Dizzy Gillespie. I hit that bebop riff with the tongue linguistics. Oozing, fire moving. See, I like fires by blowing profusely. Innovator on how I blow the horn. Songs that turn into art. Dangerous profusion. Breathing light into dark. Your gift to God's inclusion. And this is the only genre that is ours. Melanated infusion. Minds welding to a wondrous dizzy on that beat. Nolans break it into fleet. Oh, the harmonic emergence is everything. And that's that piece.
My God today. Oh, my goodness.
falsetto sounds that moan like music. Oh, my sweet baby Jesus.
It was the it was the melaninated infusion for me. But I do need to hear a line. I do need to hear a line again. Because I got to make sure I heard
that
correctly. So, if you don't mind, can you run me that line back about the R&B song?
Okay. Remix me on that dirty wine. Remix me when I dirty wine your face. This is a global R&B song. You're my favorite. You made me bob my head over and over and over again.
Baby.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm going to need a couple of minutes.
I
got the perfect song for this. The perfect song.
I can't wait to see.
That's some sexy, sensual, grimy, dirty, all at the same time kind of loving right there.
Falsetto sounds that sound like moans when it tastes like music. Bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a Newport. I'm going to need some Newports.
I think she just got me pregnant, bro. I think I'm pregnant right now. I'm pregnant,
bro.
I feel
the baby kicking over here too. Oh my god. Oh my god. I mean, she cocked my legs up and just took it. And I'll tell you the truth, man. I said to Mother Dragons, no, not like this. And she just told me to be quiet.
That's pretty much how I would do it. So you're actually honest about that. Yeah.
She got me, bro. She like, give me the gut there going lightsaber. And then I am your father. Baby.
Yo, you remember Eddie Murphy when he did Raw? And he is like, who do you want? You want a guy to be like, I just want some to love to you. Or you want a man that goes, get your who pussy is this? Oh my God. That's how Mother Dragons had me.
She
gritted her teeth and said, get your goddamn ass over here. Don't get fuck with me, goddamn it, the fuck. I'm sitting close to my pearls and I'm like, Mother, you so forceful. While I'm taking off my shirt.
So aggressive as I'm pulling down my trousers and unbuttoning my belt.
You
so aggressive.
Taking off my shoes and socks. You so crazy. Why you talk to me like that? Just don't call me bitch in front of the kids.
Oh my gosh. I am crying right now.
I'm just saying.
We're going to get you get down dance floor. Miss Lips is out there. Miss Lips out there holding it down. You know, the DJ got the slow tunes going, and he got a little bit of everything going. So go on over there. Have yourself a good time.
All right.
Save us,
let me just say this. I don't care who you dance with. Just save a dance for me.
I gotta dance with both of you, my boy.
I'm not asking about that. I'm not asking about Van. We know he always get a dance partner.
You see how selfish he is. Let's have some chocolate for us. He's gonna dance for me.
Let's have some chocolate.
Why can't I have both?
Because on the dance floor, that would look really weird.
Be quiet, J-Rob. Be quiet. Just be quiet. You can have both.
I just gave you a picture. Just imagine that.
You can have both. Yep.
Yep.
You know
yep.
what? Because I know what she looked like, Van, because I've
yep.
been in her presence, you can dance with her from the front. I will hold her from the back. Don't dance
Ooh.
Too fast, brother.
David.
I will dance with her from the back. Don't lean on my side of her shoulder.
It's all right, brother. It's all right. I'm not going to be leaning on her shoulder, though. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. All right.
All right. I just want right. to dance with her slowly from the back.
One love, one mic.
One love,
yes,
one
ma'am.
Mic. Mother Jane.
Yes, ma'am, one love and one mic. You dance if you want love and one mic.
Love. On her way to the get down dance floor, Mother of Dragons, y'all. Oh, God. Oh, this where we at tonight, bro? This where we at tonight. And I love it. I love it.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. Let's see. Who we got next? Who's next? Next up on the mic, we don't have a king. We don't have a knight. We don't have a jester. We actually have a sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Lawrence. What's good with you, sir?
Oh, man, it's all good, man. It's all good. Gentlemen, hey, listen, great job. You both set the bar once again.
Oh,
my man,
you,
thank you.
Man, thank you so much.
Thank you, bro. And it's good to have you, bro. Thank you for stopping through tonight.
Indeed.
Oh, with the spread out, my brother.
It is so awesome having you here, man. And last week, what you dropped, the jewels you dropped on us was absolutely awesome. But I'm going to give this microphone to my co-pilot, Van, and let him rock out and question you if you don't mind, brother.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Hey, man, we like my brother said, there was one jewel that you dropped, man, last week, which was vitally important. Important to the arts, important to poetry, important to you, and that was your book.
See?
So, brother, we definitely going to support you. I know some of us in the circle have already purchased it. I'm not going to name drop, but I just know that we're looking forward to this and many more to come. So, my brother, you got to get busy. You got to get
busy. So it was saying.
Absolutely. Now, good brother, tonight we want to see what you got for the Get Down, Freedom of Expression, Romance, and One Mic. So, brother, we're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Chocolate Pleasure. She was looking at me like I had a cape flowing. It's just my way. Cutting through the air, feeling the air blowing. With her eyes, she flipped through the files of questions. Then that glance said the things she wanted me to say. I felt for her energy waves, making sure there wasn't a force field attached. Man, we. While connecting, giving a bonjour, mademoiselle, then complimenting her and the shoes, too. As the energy from our waves flowed through her, then me repeatedly, we were already being fed before her first words were said. As we conversated, both liking the condition of the position we were in, then needing to reposition so our condition would be part of the proposition. After 20 questions mixed with real good laughter, enchanté, we noticed our body hairs reaching, wanting to intertwine. It was presented before her while stating what to do with all this. The approach with such anticipation causing gland swelling, secretions lubricating the pathway through parted lips. Her opening, receiving with both eyes closed, the third eye opening, so to look at the disappearance into the depths, igniting fireworks of sensations as all of the senses paid attention, releasing a near orgasmic moan as her lips closed, her eyes open, looking so appreciatively. Then without hesitation, she licked the back of the spoon, then dug deeper into another taste of chocolate pleasure a la mode. Sir Lawrence.
Yo. Yo.
Whoa.
Yo.
Hey. Like, whoa.
Hey. Sir Lawrence, did you see... What was the line when you said, did you say giving and receiving with both eyes closed?
And with both eyes. And then the third eye open.
Bro, that is so deep on so many levels. Oh, my God. Yo, first of all, I thoroughly enjoyed this piece. Senses on all levels. And chocolate pleasure a la mode? Come on, bro.
Bro.
Really? Really?
That whole licking the spoon scene? Yeah, man.
Yo, the back of
yeah,
the spoon.
Man.
The back of the spoon. You know, hey, first of all, that's serious. That is serious when you licking the back of the spoon.
Yes.
Some of y'all too young to know about that. Some of y'all too young to know about that.
Yeah, y'all don't know what desserts are. No.
Ain't red.
No.
Bro. You got to look at the front of the spoon and then turn it over.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You got to clean the back of the spoon, but savor the front of it.
Hold on. And then she grabs your head and says, baby, where did you get these skills from, girl? I used to love licking the back of my spoon like from a pudding cup. Don't play with me.
Watch out, nah.
Hey, Sir Lawrence, this is a dope piece, bro. This is a fire piece. Wise son,
right
what you got, bro?
Listen, like I said, you clean the back of the spoon, but you save the front of the spoon. That's where them skills come in, and you're like, ooh. Mm. This was a really enjoyable piece. Really, really enjoyable. You're showing off tonight with that one.
Yeah, he is.
He took me someplace, and I was like, okay. He took me someplace with that one. And I intend to utilize that line in a piece of poetry.
Come on here. Mm. Come on here.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Dynamic, bro.
And I want to stop but to thank you guys for the support, man. That's really great. Thank you so much.
Man, we got to
thank
you, bro.
Thank you. And please post your book again.
Yeah,
so whenever
absolutely.
You on the Get Show, post that, bro. Please.
All right. As
fellow authors, we want to make sure everybody gets some shine
absolutely.
In here. So please.
Absolutely.
Please.
Yes,
one
sir.
Thing
yes,
about
sir.
One thing about social media, it's free advertising.
Well,
you ought to take full advantage of it as much as you possibly can. So I don't care if you do 2 posts, 3 posts, 4 posts, because the way the algorithms are set up, somebody might not see it today. They might see it tomorrow.
That's solid.
That part. That part right there. Yep.
So my brother.
Yes.
Please make sure you post it. And we're going to get you over to the dance floor because we got Miss Lips over there and Mother of Dragons over there.
Melissa's looking at you. She's licking her lips like, uh-huh. We're talking all that about that chocolate spoon, huh?
About that spoon, mm-hmm. huh? Uh-huh.
Say.
I'm just saying.
Well, it sounds like I better leave my back here.
Hey, just enjoy.
Yes, sir.
There it is. All right, my brother. One love, one mic.
Love, one mic. Hey,
one love, and one mic, bro.
Sir Lawrence coming to with that piece, bro. Hey, bro, that was a good piece. That was a really good piece.
That brother never ceases to amaze me when it comes to his poetry, bro.
At all, man. At all. Oh, man, are we ready to keep this party going, bro?
Am I ever? Who do we have next?
Next up, we got one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, John.
Hey, Sam. Hey, J-Rob. How y'all doing tonight?
Very good evening.
We're doing just fine, just fine. How you doing?
Man, I just got finished tweaking a piece. I thought I wasn't going to make it home in time enough to catch the show. Because I went from doing hair to babysitting.
You just out gallivanting them streets. I hear you. I was young once. And may I say,
I remember being young too, Jay. I remember saying being young.
Uh-huh. Remember, man?
I remember them days.
You know, I went to put some hair grease in my sister's hair, wink, wink, and then I went over to help another girl babysit her baby brother while her mother wasn't home, wink, wink. And then I, you know, had to get to baseball practice, wink, wink.
Then I had to run to my parents for grandma because she needed me to go to the store, wink, wink.
Wink, wink. And then I had to walk the dog, and we didn't even have a dog. I just had to walk the dog.
Just had to walk, yeah.
I had like, is that a fish?
Look, Jay. I had to feed the canary, and we don't even own birds. They fly free.
at least you got away. I had to fly the canary, and my father's like, "What? What are you doing with all these pigeons in my house?" I was like, "It's a canary." Wink, wink.
Oh, man. Y'all crazy. I live to hear y'all poetry, and I'm sorry I missed the beginning of the show. Man, that's all good. I listen to the playback.
Hey, listen, you stick around. You might get to hear that shit twice, girl.
Okay.
I recite it twice for you.
You might.
Oh,
Lord. J-Rod's piece was phenomenal. You know what? You know what, J-Rod?
What's up,
man? Would you say that the Get Down is usually innovative on a spot, right?
We can be.
I say.
Go on.
I say, if there's time, we do run the pieces back, except you do mine and I'll do yours.
Say less. There you go.
You guys.
And in the same rhythm that we started the show with.
Absolutely. Does that mean that we get to play the song again too?
We get to play the song again. However, if when we dance with Mother of Dragons, I still am dancing from the back.
Oh, no, hell no. I ain't agreeing to that. Oh, it's my turn to get the back. Nope.
We're playing the song.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God.
we'll talk. It's about La Perla Negra right now. We shall talk.
You're right.
Offline. We'll talk offline. It's about La Perla. Sorry, La Perla. It wasn't about you, baby. Sorry, it wasn't about you. I got special plans for you. So, because I'm closer to you than Van is. He got to take a plane. I can get there in an hour and a half. Same. We'll have that conversation. Wink,
you
wink,
what,
baby.
Jay.
Wink, wink.
Jay, you know what? I may have to take a plane. You may get there faster than me, but I'm going to tell you like this.
Go
good
on.
Good things definitely come to those who wait.
Hence the 2 hour drive that she was waiting for. It's only the screeching that takes long. I'm just saying.
This guy here, ladies and gentlemen.
I do nothing.
Mr. DSP, and you now see why. Thank you very much.
Wait. My niece came and got me today so I could do her hair, right? Dave happened to call. Oh, God. Can I just say it, though? Mm-hmm. All right, man. I get it. But my niece is, I told y'all my family's red bone. I'm the dark one, right? Dave seen her.
J-Rob, listen to this now.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
What happened?
All I'm saying is, you know how Dave is. He was talking his smack, and he thought that she was a young girl, when in fact she's the same age as him. Okay? She's not that much.
Go on.
She's like a couple years younger than him, and he was like, what? And they start talking this smack, and I had to tell him. I said, I told you, this is what you call that, the LSP. It's something that we got going on in the poetry family. And she said, what is that? Light skin privileges. It was like, well, I know that's right.
Lord have mercy. She could have just been like, nah, that's not it.
I don't know what Dave told you. Whatever he told you, don't believe it.
All I'm gonna say is Mr. Metaphoria got to experience all that LSP for himself. None of the rest
I
of
haven't,
us are included. Not
I
even,
haven't seen
not
her.
Even you. Not even you, Mr. DSP. But I really believe what Dave says, like, when it comes to women. He's got a good eye. Got a really good eye.
Oh, she's a pretty girl. My niece is beautiful. Are you kidding me? And she's statuesque. She says she's the same height as me, but
she's
beautiful.
Dave got to experience all of that LSP for him. The rest of us
okay,
were not.
Okay, but here's a magical question that we have to ask, because, you know me, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask. Does she live in Philly?
She does, but she lives uptown.
Babe, does she live in Philly?
She does.
If I'm coming from up north, she lives in Philly. She don't live uptown. She lives in Philly.
Dang,
and
Dave,
she's married.
You jumping across the goddamn table.
Yup.
I haven't even.
You was just talking about going to see Don Yo in less than 2 hours. Now, see, that goddamn.
That got there.
All I said was I want to see for myself.
I didn't say anything about retracting my statement
towards her aunt.
I tell you what, I am now her official hairstylist, and you guys will get to see her one day. I'll call Epiphany via video chat, and y'all will get to see her when I'm over there one day.
I'm gonna be in Philly for a poetry event tomorrow.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Hey.
I will holler at you when I'm at 30th Street Station.
Just don't get Will Smith,
out.
All right?
He
just don't get Will Smith by you in Philly.
Y'all hear what I said? I found out today she likes erotic poetry. So
she
I'm
likes
like,
erotic
that's
poetry?
That's me. I'm the aunt for that. She was like, I thought of you as soon as I seen it. She came across a little intimate spot there.
Lord.
We'll talk about that later.
The grapefruit don't fall far from the tree.
Oh, no,
then,
that was my baby when I was a baby.
She
was everywhere with me. That was one of my babies
all the time. If she enjoys the erotic poetry, then she needs to tune in, because y'all had a dynamite, nasty, good show last night in the erotic love zone.
Yo.
Because y'all flipped it. Y'all flipped it. You said, don't bring that nasty stuff. Bring stuff that's going to make us mind think. And then y'all flipped that like this. And then y'all came out nasty.
I said, well, that was at the end of the show, though. Because y'all just
matter.
Made me, y'all put
matter.
Me in a mood.
Then you made everybody else want to come back through and run through the nasty stuff. I mean, the explicit nasty stuff. But she didn't give us a chance, Jay. She didn't give us a chance. They just did their little nasty thing and played a song and ended the show.
Wow. They did the Russell Simmons on y'all after they did the nasty.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck shit. Fuck damn. Suck it. Suck it. Suck it. Fuck. Fuck. Thank you for coming down. God bless you. Good night.
Thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night.
Hit me back channel. Y'all could hit me back channel and say, I want to do something real nasty now. I want to be explicit now. That's all it takes. I'm easy. I would have opened up the mic for everybody. But no, I got to be fussed at now. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. All you got to do is let me know. And I got you. It ain't my fault.
J-Rob.
You ain't going to put that on me.
J-Rob. Mm-hmm. Would you please usher LaPearl LaNita to the stage? Thank you.
It'd be my pleasure. Move. Hey, you. Come here, girl. Take my hand, girl. Listen. While I'm taking you over to the mic, forget all that shit Van talking about. I'm going to come to Philly. We're going to, me and you just going to do a little something, pretend that we have a cheesesteak, and we're going to figure all of this shit out. I'm just saying. Listen, but I want you to come to this mic and get on down. I'm going to talk.
All right. I got something for y'all.
I'll holler at you.
All right. Thank you. This is an older piece. It's called Soul Surgeon. I did a background check on him, and his qualifications met the requirement. During my research, I found that he'd healed himself, and that's what got him in the door. But what got him the keys was, he showed me that he was light enough on his feet to still dance with me should a storm of life hit us, and that he was grounded enough to receive my natural medicine should we find ourselves in a place of hurt and damaged, because I never want my touch to be his stranger, and that it would be enough for his soul to always just feel I love you should either of us lose the ability to speak. Now, making love goes beyond our sheets because our energies will always intertwine. That he never has to walk through a field of landmines to touch my heart because he taught me how to turn my fear they used against me into my strength. I was completely naked for him because when he undressed my soul, he kissed it from head to toe. And just when I thought it couldn't get any better, he gifted me a set containing one mic and a pen and told me to scribe to him my magic of how beautiful life is to be lived. He's not only a good medicine for my spirit, he's a soul surgeon, and I gave him the keys when I knew that I loved him. And that's that piece.
You go first, Van. I got something to tell her. You go first.
First of all, let me just say, I love the touch-ups you did to this piece. Because I know the original piece, and I'm hearing all the extra added stuff, and I'm like, ooh, she remixed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the piece the first time I heard it, and I love it even more with the touch-ups because of the little gift set that the gift set that the surgeon got. But he also got that key.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal. LaPearl LaNita, nominal, wise son.
I noticed the touch-ups, too, because in the original verse, there was some hammering going on. And she was like hammering with both of my hands and hammering, and then with the lips and the hammering, and I just fit. I was like, okay.
Oh, man, I did. I added a little bit. I'm glad y'all liked it. I was wondering if you were going to notice it, but I'm glad you did. Thank you.
Those of us who pay attention, we notice. We notice. Oh, we noticed.
Oh, we noticed. Yeah. Got me sound like the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You got it.
She was doing the hem and the hem and the, with the hem and the hem and both hands in the hem and the hem and the whole,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, lady. Like, man, listen.
La Perla Negra, before we usher you out to the dance floor, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Yeah.
Of course I will.
Don't say hammer to hammer the first.
Oh, God. I got to take my head wrap on. You make my laugh so hard you make my head hurt. Okay. So, alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips. And that is a place where you can relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and healthy conversations. Wednesday nights at 9 p.m., I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, this time, I don't really have a topic yet. We haven't come up with one yet. But I'm sure whatever it is we come up with, you're going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed, indeed. And if y'all missed last night's show, like I said, if you missed last night's show, you might want to catch that playback. You know, and I know your head is about the playbacks all the time. If you're ever looking for the playbacks, all you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, search for Epiphany Radio, click on the little Epiphany Radio link, and all the episodes will be there for you to play back, stream, or you can check them out on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, CastBox, Spreaker. Yeah, all of those platforms you can pretty much listen to Epiphany Radio. Shout out to our new affiliation who's listening in Australia. And there's another country that's listening because we're being broadcast in another language now in those countries.
Awesome.
So kudos to the Epiphany family. Yeah. So every one of you poets that are here that have been coming, you are being heard around the globe. And that is a phenomenal, phenomenal thing to be heard in another language. You know how you watching, you know how you be watching your kung fu movies and you know they talk in English, but they're really talking their language, and you know they just do a bad job. Of the. Imagine that in Radio Land. That's what it sounds like.
Wow, that's so cool. Oh man, this is so awesome, and I'm a part of it.
Absolutely.
Got it.
So, yes, you are. And people from all over the world are appreciating that hemming the hemming the. When you hemming that hemming that hemming that hemming that hemming that. It's insane.
All right, La Perla Negra, one love, one mic. We'll get you over to the dance floor. Stick around and enjoy the rest
of
the show.
One mic.
One love, one
mic. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. If you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, go ahead and press that one.
Another hour of the horror. correct.
The real Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing
tune
to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
All right. Welcome back. J-Rob, the wise son. How you feeling, good brother? How you feeling?
Come on, man. I feel like I said, and it's all good. And when it's all good, it's all right. How are you
That's
doing?
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, man, I'm feeling great and doing phenomenal. The show is awesome. The poets are awesome. You know, I'm just excited, man, just to hear more poetry and you know, just to be a part of this, the Get Down. Where we're talking about romance, freedom of expression, using a line or the two words, one mic and the pieces. Hey, man, I couldn't be more happy, man. I'm just excited to see who we got next. What about you?
I'm amped. I'm so amped. Who do we have?
Next up, we got area code 631. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Really, I wasn't even ready, but that's okay. Because it's his
ass. Mojave?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Javi.
You know, all that hot breath. Ladies
and gentlemen, Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Nights, Mr. Iron Man himself. He is hot. How you feeling, broski?
A little confused because I didn't think I was... Last time I came on, I was, like, at the end of the show. So I was, like, I didn't even know. Sight unseen, I did not think I was going soon. I sat back, relaxed, you know, was like, yeah, it's going to take me a while. What's going on? Surprise!
Surprise.
He's like, hey, I got time. Y'all be here for another 2 hours.
2 hours. Yeah.
Hilarious. Okay, yeah. I really wasn't prepped, prepared. It happens. Okay, so what's happening, fellas? What's going on there, guys?
Hey, listen. We're doing some one mic romantic poetry and you know,
romantic
asking poets to put the words one mic someplace in their piece and anywhere you so happen to choose. And if that one mic is that one mic, then that one mic is where that one mic is. And you can even say the word one mic more than once. It's your poetry. And this is the Get Down.
Yeah, I can't beat this challenge. I think y'all going to have to probably skip me and move on because I didn't even have any romantic poetry prepared. I wasn't ready.
Well,
I was going to listen.
Let's take some of your creative juices with what's in your wheelhouse and put the word one mic in one of those pieces.
I just won't let up. I don't even have anything in my wheelhouse, but okay. Let me see. Romantic poetry? Jesus. Romantic poetry, one mic. Romantic poetry, one mic. Okay. I'm just checking something real quick. See what we can do. The stress.
Stress, you say.
The stress, you
say. All that romantic stuff that you write?
I wasn't in a romantic mood. I was in a heartbreak mood.
You must have read the piece I wrote on Facebook.
I did. I was feeling very inspired.
I understand.
So, you know. I'm sorry, fellas. I just wasn't in a romantic mood. But, well, Mike, if you allow me just to take you on a journey, just to be a brief respite from all the romantic things that you've been hearing. And I do romantic things all the time. I do.
Uh-huh.
So
go
would
on.
You mind? Would you mind if I changed it up a little bit?
The mic is yours. I mean, excuse me. Go on and
okay.
Get on down.
Can you hear that?
Yep.
There's a thin line between love and hate. And I am recovering from a broken heart, trying to not let sorrow and sorry be the thesis for my existence. I thought that persistence could help me make it through. And what can you do if you are no longer wanted, haunted by what ifs and maybes, compounded for all the times that I was shady, not involved, not caring. Your heart begins to open in. After the years of the lies and the tears and the loneliness, the bitterness and the anger, the danger creeps up on you slowly and begins taking away any good left. Watching the heart become broken, leaving chaste words unspoken, you wait until I give my heart and give up the love to separate me from all that I know, thinking if I just watered the plants, that this love would grow. And we would gain like in high top slow. You take all my mistakes and create a phantom images hell bent on making me pay for the sentence of the first man who did you wrong and stole the life from your eyes. Hurt no longer a surprise, it's what surmises our relationship, and it's sunk to the bottom of the sea. See, hurt comes in varying degrees, and I just noticed that it was hot in here. Cold as ice you are, but in fear to let me go because you said you didn't know anyone else. You didn't know anything else. Asking me, why did I hold on? While you're singing this sad song that sounds like you were heartbroken and have been broken for a long time, and nothing has ever can change your mind, so the reasons for unleashing the hell that a woman scorned can keep warm for when hell freezes over. And when you say it's over, there is no coming back. Packed all my clothes, put them in the shed in the back. Order protection has got your back. Phone calls for my children is what I lack it in the middle. Refereeing is a pastor, a priest who cares for emotion in the least, cares more for deliverance of his flock instead of seeking peace. Watching the substance of my life spiral down like a wraith. And all I had was faith, belief that God sets things right. When I could not go gently into that good night, when all I could do was cry myself to sleep. At night, homeless, poor, not knowing the score and the inequity, you know who your friends are, who hopes and dreams from afar when words are just words and travel away as fast as you could in a car. I felt the stars align when you gave me this sign, and I watched you be bipolar, saying there would be nothing that I could do, nothing to eschew. Can I please come get my shoes? I grew strong in the dark, praying and passing a mark, allowing scripture to be more than the pain that I bore each day. Gave me space and time to see the inner workings of your mind, how you said things would irritate, create distance, push away every chance, while saying I was doing the same thing that you claimed, but manipulations, lies, all that bore. Close to shit that stank like flies, you pulled me to court to make me seem less than the man you portrayed me to be. Then I found out you had not told the truth completely. I was overpaid on child support. I was more than contributing, was not disputing the fact. You were greedily stacking this money, that money, my money, our money, just money for a move like this. Case dismissed because you would have to prove lies that true not to be true. Bills starting to overwhelm you and come through. And now you're asking me to come home and be nice to you. As I am mad, made flesh, full of lust, it would be easy to come back, but I do not trust. I don't feel all that you say is real. All that you say makes you transparent and not steal. Nothing to build up a concrete foundation that's not set. And you are not set to give me everything that I needed yet. You're starting to measure the regrets, the pain in our children's eyes. the lies you told them, how you emboldened them to disrespect their own father. You speak to the confines of our relationship, into their ears, fill them with your fears, bring the tears, giving them the play-by-plays to stand on the sidelines, knowing that this is more than a game. This is not what I liked. This is all I had to do despite. Leaving me to my tears, my sorrow, and one mic. Home.
Yo. 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 First of all, I knew he was in for some stuff with this piece, with the way you opened it. And I don't know if any of you remember the actual Incredible Hulk TV show. And at the end of the TV show, whenever the episode was ending, there would be this music playing. And he would have this look of reflection as he was, you know, walking off or whatever, Bruce Banner. And that's how I feel about this piece in poetic terms. I felt like as you were reciting this piece, you were walking away from the pain, from the hurt. And that music was just a reminder of where you were in that space. The musical accompaniment was perfect. And the piece itself was purely, purely dope. Why, son?
Excuse me. I completely concur with everything Van just said. The setup was really, really cool. You changed up your cadence once again. I'm of the opinion, Van, that my cousin has 15, 16 different cadences.
Mm-hmm.
This was a different cadence, and his music selection was on point.
Yes.
I got to ask, I'll ask you back channel, because I would really like to put some vocals behind that same piano. That was incredible. But this piece, mm-hmm. I agree with Van. It's like listening to a brother who's like, you know what? It is what it is. And he's walking away, and the only thing that's there, and mind you, this could be a Hype Williams kind of video, and the brother's just walking away, and in the park by itself is that microphone, and all you see is the brother back, and he's just walking away, telling him, one mic.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed this. Thoroughly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, gentlemen. I've decided to pull out all the stuff that people say that I don't do or don't hear from me. And I'm like, I'll write over the top. And I said, you know, sometimes people expect you to be drippy all the time. We're going to drip in different forms and fashions and manners. And so that piece was a slice of my life, literally, of what I felt, what I went through. The song was Jamie Foxx's Don't Let the Sun Go Down, and the vocals for it actually match up perfectly.
Yeah.
He's like, there's a portion where he says, how my heart breaks, how the tears they roll, there's an empty space inside my soul, but don't let the sun go down on me. You know.
Don't let the sun. That's an incredibly beautiful piece.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is an incredibly beautiful piece. And what you did to that.
Absolutely.
What you did to that. Oh, my God. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thoroughly.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Even in the chat page, I said, Mojave is killing it. And what is that piano background? Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't even ready. But I just, you know what, I'm just going to go with what I feel. I was like, yeah, this is what I'm feeling right now. But not that I'm hard for anything else, but memory always tells you a story that you want to hear. And you realize how far you've come. So sometimes, you know, I think it's remarkable to have come from such a dark place in that time and in that space to actually, you know, to where I am now. Know that like how I felt, like how I felt, I was like so broken in so many different ways, and the person just kept breaking me over and over and over again, because hurt people, and then they just do whatever they can do to get you, and then, you know, and I'm sitting here like, wow, you know, I mean, you look at it and you be like, man, I came up out the sewer, no DOS effects, straight up, bump stickety, bump stickety, bump.
That's what's up, man. That is what's up. Hey, man, before we, number one, first of all, glad you're feeling better. Before we get
you over here, right?
Yeah, definitely can hear it. Let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
That you asked me. Have you asked me? Next Tuesday on the Epiphany Radio universe presents...
I was going to say, if you stepped in...
102.0. The mode is Kiss. We are featuring five incredible poets that are here to talk to you fellas, because fellas, we had the fellas talk to y'all last time. This group furniture, all this other stuff, had Eric Crojay with Mr. Witz. We had just, everybody was in there, all the men was in here getting in, the women was like, what about us? And I said, of course, you know, we shared, it's egalitarian around here, baby. And we let them, so we went in there, and I had to go get people that I'm going to bring them into the Epiphany Radio universe, and I'm just letting loose on all the fellas. Gentlemen, I'm just going to tell you, you know, sit next to somebody you really, really like, or if not, get some cold press, get your girlfriend called Pamela. It's on. It's about to be some terrible stuff that's happening. I'm just warning you now. It's just going to be crazy. I'm not even going to sit here and play. I'm sitting here collecting music, getting the playlist together, because I'm about to do a special, super dope, crazy, absolutely fantastically stupid playlist to go along with these poets. I mean, they're just going to go at you. Like wild, craze, banshees, succubuses, whatever, mermaids, sirens. You won't crash on the rocks. Go crash on the rocks. Okay, I'm excited.
I said, did they crash on the rocks? Did they crash on the rocks?
You are going to crash yourself on the rocks. I'm telling you. It's going to be terrible. And so we're going to invite people out, you know. I just was real quiet about it. I'm starting to put the stuff out to give it to them. I was like, hey, you know, take this, put this in yours. And they're putting it up in their stories and everything else. And they're like, oh, you know, when you question it, they're like, how nasty can I be? I was like, is that even a question? Did you really ask me that question?
Wow.
I said, listen, we talking Q-tip, earwax, and clean your ears in 3 days dirty.
Damn.
Filthy. Nasty. Disgusting.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I can see say, that's what's up.
You already know.
I knew it was all because I knew that with Dave and then started complaining. I said, oh, they have no idea. I said, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. We're going to throw everything at y'all in the kitchen sink. And these sisters, is, you know, it's going to be crazy. Woo! Woo!
Let me just I'm looking forward to it.
Listen, you like this shit.
Yeah, what he said.
Man, listen, because I believe you. You ain't got no meetings or nothing. Then you bring your happy ass in there.
Bro, you know my Tuesday schedules. I am trying my best to bring my happy self in there. But fortunately, after next month, I am off for 3 months.
Well,
so,
we're not talking about next month. We're talking about next Tuesday. So do with that what you please. I don't even know. Oh, you know what? We're not bringing this whole set of people back. We got this particular set of people on this particular date. Just be ready.
You have my word. I'm going to do my very best.
Javi, you know what this sounds like?
What?
You know what this sounds like?
What?
Don't miss a workshop.
J-Rob
sounds
wow.
like
that. Exactly. That's exactly it. That is exactly it.
That's all. Exactly. You go ahead and miss the workshop if you want to.
You go ahead.
Listen. Remember, a certain person was like, "He said, yo, why do y'all come and get me?"
Right.
We don't come get people. We tell people,
and then they go.
You chose not to come. Good luck with that.
Good luck with that. But all right, bro, we got to get you over to the dance floor, man. We got to keep it moving, get the rest of the poets in. But thank you, brother. I can't wait till next Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Mr. Tuesday Night. He is Iron Man, a.k.a. Mojave, host of the show next week is Honey Dripper 2.0. Make sure you get there. All right, broski. One love, one mic, bro.
All right, buddy. One love, one mic.
Peace. Peace, cuzzo.
Peace.
Peace.
That was Mojave. Man. Yeah, I better tune in next Tuesday to the Honey Dripper 2.0. The ladies are going to deliver to us men themselves on a silver platter by way of erotic poetry.
I don't care. I'm still dancing behind Mother Dragons very slow against the wall.
At some point...
Next poet.
At some point, Mr. DSP, you do get tired. You do want to get a drink. You might have to use the restroom. And as soon as you
lick the sweat off her neck and quench my thirst. Thank you.
All right, let's get to the next poet. Area code 562, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have the pleasure of having on the mic?
Samuel Rain. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, man? What's good, man? Complicated Passions. What's good, my brother? How you feeling, bro?
What's good, Complicated Passions?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good. It's Thursday, and of course, I'm going to get down one more time. So, yes, sir.
We happen to be blessed. Thank you.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yeah. So it feels good, you know, and because that team is getting blown out, so it's like, I'm late, and they got distracted, and I'm like, oh, you need to call into this show. So
we appreciate you, bro.
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate you.
I appreciate
thank
you guys
for sharing your
doing
gift
this
evening.
Every week. Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. So what was that line about the mic?
Go ahead, Van.
Absolutely, brother. So basically tonight is freedom of expression, romance, and just use – one mic in your piece. Anywhere you think
okay.
fit.
All right, well, check this out. I want to fill your imagination. No, scratch that. I want to fill your temptation, giving this mic the edge of your imagination. Hit me while I live. I want the end of you one more time. The wind and I want to taste the rain inside of you. Those whispers of your giving in, that thin line between love and the moments I'm deep. When echoes fill the room and I can breathe again, imagine that. This is dedicated to Sister Taraji. She was insatiable. The night before still lingers, knowing she wanted more, you see. It's been 12 hours. I'll stop counting the minutes. I know she's been waiting. As I approach the door, I could feel her. Thoughts of a new chapter begin to fill my imagination to hold her. Damn, I couldn't wait. Temptation called. I knew she would be the answer to my hunger. I could hear her whispers, my body echoing her moans from the thunder we made the night before. It was only the beginning. As I opened the door, she was that kiss greeting me. I could taste her femininity. As she trembled in my arms, thoughts of ecstasy aroused me. Am I wanting her to be my love's end? I knew she would give in. You see, it's been 12 hours, and she needs my love again. You see, I've had hints of her. Can't hide the beauty behind the tints of her. Her glare, bright like sunshine, making me feel like I hit a gold mine, a jackpot. She is more than worthy of my best shot, wishing you, missing you, swishing you, like a Stephen Curry jump shot. All net, sweet like candy, tasty as it can get, makes my mouth wet. Hot like July, and it ain't even summer yet, you see. I just need a little bit. You don't know me yet, but it's about to get real. I need a love that's deep. She might even have to be a complicated trick. You see, I'm looking for those moments you never knew exist. Tempt me to dare. I want a woman who can take me there. Yes, I'm looking for that love sign that says, be aware if there's danger up in here. High passion content. Oh, it's about to get wet. Can't wait till we get home. I need your loving and we're alone. So tell me, can we get real and not pretend so that we can get it in just a little bit? I'm Samuel Rain, live on Epiphany Radio, The Get Down. Thank you.
Brother paints such a dope picture, poetically speaking.
He does.
What do you think, Van?
Yes, he does. I agree. I agree, man. This piece was being spit to me, and it was reading like a novel, filled with a whole lot of twists and turns. And when you opened it and you said you wanted to feel her temptation. Bruh.
And kiss her femininity. Bruh. Go ahead, bruh.
Bruh.
Go ahead, bruh. Go ahead, bruh.
Think it like a statutory
yes.
jump shot, bro. Hey, man.
That's
yeah,
all net.
Yeah, you said.
For the three.
Yeah. Your usage of metaphors and the way that you give your pieces, the way that your energy, your flow, your delivery. This is why I'm a fan, bro. This is why I've been a fan for so long. Because I really dig what you do. And you are an amazing and gifted poet, brother, and I appreciate you. So thank you for that.
You have
oh, thank you.
Brother, you have a really unique cadence that As a spoken word poet, I really appreciate. And it just comes off so well. It's not smudged. It's not forced. It's not searching for another cadence to back it up. This right here, and I like to use jazz metaphors, but this right here is like listening to the Thelonious Monk from the beginning, and you just sit back and go, oh, okay, this is what we're doing. And just sit back and go, I like that.
I don't think you're old enough to know the monk man. How old are you? 20 times.
I should live to be so lucky, and thank you. Let me put my non-melanin voice on. Sir, I would like to thank you for such a compliment. Thank you so much.
I'm telling you, look at that. I'm like, wait a minute. He's going way back to the 60s and 70s and 80s. I'm like, wait a minute. He ain't that old. Okay.
Given my age, I am a child of the 60s and birth, that is. I'm a 56-year-old man whose father made him go to the Jazzmobile, and I had the pleasure of seeing Monk and Charlie Parker and Miles and Coltrane before he left us, and some other good
ones. That was dope, man. Oh yeah. No, I can definitely feel that. And I would tell everybody that was listening, that was actually four poems I did from four different books. Four different poems, and one of them was borrowed because it wasn't even my poem, okay? It was blown to another artist. He wrote it, and I liked it that much that I do spit it when I'm out on the town because the piece is so good.
Hey,
that's
in paying humble homage to that poet, you did exceptionally well with this piece, bro.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Exceptional.
Yeah.
Sir. And the crazy thing is, man, we would not have known that was four pieces until you just told us, like you just did. That's
for you.
That's,
no, well, I definitely like to share and teach.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. That's the only, man. The only other person I heard do that, Divine Demon, Christopher Harvey, he did that with
four of my pieces. Yeah.
When he put those together like that, and I thought it was all one piece, and I was like, wait, that's me. And yeah, and I was humbled and honored at the same time that he took the time to craft all of that together. And that, man, so kudos, man, to you for real, man, because that's an art. That's an art in itself.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Jim.
If you take a moment to come into the event page, bro, I had to specifically put a piece of jazz in here for you that fits this piece that you just gave us. And if you don't mind me saying so, I thought Coltrane's The Love Supreme fits that cadence perfectly.
Okay, well, I will definitely check it out. I'm going to make my way over to the event page because I want to say hello to a bunch of people that was on here on the show. I appreciate everybody, you know, and of course, whenever I can make it to the Get Down, I'm definitely going to tune in.
We humbly appreciate you, bro. Humbly appreciate you.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right, brother.
Yes, sir.
One love, one mic, man. Get on over there to the dance floor, man, after you check out the event page, man, and just say hello to everybody.
All right, peace.
Peace, King.
Brother. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that
brother is dope.
Passions, a.k.a. Samuel Rain. I mean, man, it's I'm humbled that he has come to our show week after week so far, man. And it is so good to have his presence here. I can't even lie, man.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. So
right,
who else do we have coming up to the mic?
Man, listen, man. We got some folks coming to the mic, and this powerhouse right here, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Get Down, Gwen C. Hey, Gwen C.
Hey, Ben. Hey, J-Rob.
Well, hello there, Gwen, capital C.
Hey. Hey.
How you doing?
You're not going to invite me anymore after this.
I mean, unless you're talking bad about ham sandwiches, you're always going to be at the table.
Well, you know, I was so proud of myself. I just finished the assignment while we were on here. And do you know, I did not know it was supposed to be romance. So here I thought I finished the assignment and clearly didn't even know the assignment.
Go ahead, Van. Go ahead.
Nope. J-Rob, you go right ahead. There's caveat. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, man.
Regardless what you wrote, you can actually recite your piece, and anywhere in that piece, use the words "one mic." I mean, one mic. Yes. Anywhere you so happen to choose, the beginning, the middle, the end, the in between, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
It's yours.
It's the romance.
Like Tila Rock said, it's yours.
Thank you. But it's the romance I didn't catch. I didn't read all the instructions. Okay.
It's okay.
But
it's all good.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Anybody
and my bad.
But you,
my bad.
You and us?
I forgot to ask. How are you guys doing? I forgot to ask that.
We're doing phenomenal. Isn't it just phenomenal?
Good.
I'm not doing
good.
Phenomenal. You pressed one, and I'm doing damn good right now. You pressed one,
Shooky
you're doing
quack,
damn
quack.
Good. Did he just say shooky dooky quack quack? Oh, I don't have keys to the door, or I would lock you out the studio. I would lock you out the studio. While you're doing your piece, Gwen, I am not friends with Van until you are finished.
That's hilarious.
Ducky, ducky,
you get
quack.
About a 5-minute break.
I don't even believe I just said that.
J-Rap, would you bring the stage?
Beloved, grab my hand. Move away from that gentleman, please. Hey, listen. Listen,
now.
I need you to do me a favor. I need you to take whatever piece of poetry you're about to do. No, just pay attention to me. Don't look at him. He does something different. And I need you to take whatever piece you're about to do. Go ahead, and you get on down.
Thank you. The same Mike that left me to die, left me with open veins, left my heart to bleed out, left me fading, allowing my last vocals be heard. Fuck one Mike. Always working. Output enough distraction to ensure no one listening. Image focused, always fronting. He himself a whole broadcast. Blessed with limited time, yet able to find time to cast the next broad. Smooth, head always ready with a nod. That one mic has strong rod, but stays off balance. No longer measuring my decibels once I made sure it can no longer measure my decimals, my dollars, because it became a dilemma. Went from delightful to deceitful, sounding off like, let's keep it light, but shit got dense, making me question my sense when every cent a meter of me matters. With my boss move, making ass, I give not to be owed, yet there's odor coming from that mic. It be scent of lies, distrust, misplaced thrust. Baby, we Libras, we seek only to taste truth, which be why I'm waiting for poets to grab me up. No, I don't need one mic. I don't need 1 million. What I need is 100 hurting souls to hear me say, drop the mic, you bad sis. You fly, my guy. Without mic, you still a boss, a king, a queen. You the star in this act, baby. Keeping it 100, you need no mic. And I need zero mics. As long as my voice be heard by millions, ring into their ears, drop stanzas that improve years they have yet to enter, in tears they've yet to encounter. I let my depression get worse because I didn't disconnect. Even when I disenrolled, I still encountered that one mic's inconsistency. He be trying to frequent me frequently, but Lord, communication was terrible. We never shared same frequency. I be ready to spit whole poems or give entire speech. He only brings two lines. So waves continue to crush me. Thoughts of stabbing scissors into my throat or slicing my wrist rush me louder. I was in trouble, but the trouble had me hiding, bumping. I vibrated, not in a good way. Full of bass, I turned rage repeatedly. I was left on hold so long. Elevator music escalated. I knew someday my death would sing through the halls of my home. Mike then be searching for recordings of me, seeking out 10-year-old slam footage, Googling Gwen C on stage, wishing he had hands to turn pages of my book, fiending for who I was. But before my death, I removed everything and left only one video with one hook. Steve say she don't give a fuck about Mike, repeated in a 24-hour recording. Mike sounds good, talks a good game, clearly doesn't do what it's supposed to, stands there fine, black, hard, wrapped in silver band, giving fake attention as a gaslight, always desiring someone a little tasteful, like my classy, partially broken but fully poetic ass to spit on it. But does it ever fucking give back? I mean, a little constructive feedback is a good thing. Me as the receiver, all I'm getting is interference. Seeking me as auxiliary, wanting skin of these successful hands to touch it, or wanting me to speak through him, or put him in a poem to give him fucking relevance. He loves the energy I pulsate into him, but hates when light shine down on me, hates when the audience roars go up for me, reaching its peak as a form of care for me. He loves to be kissed, but doesn't know how to kiss back. What has that one mic ever done for me? Has it amplified me, lifted my voice? Has it ever even heard my voice or just hardened for my tonsils? Does it even know the sound of my voice or only the sound of how my lips connect when wet? Does it know my cadence or just the pace of my moves? Does it know my syllables or only the seduction of my tongue? Does it understand my flow or just the sway of my hips? When had this motherfucking mic ever been there for me? Fuck one mic. Maybe I should have had two or three or four. Maybe I should have had an East Coast and a West. Maybe I should have kept a homeboy and a homegirl nearby like those in the pockets down south. I should have clarified the mic must communicate with me, airwave me, Vegas me, not analog me or antagonize me, not embarrass me or attempt to death row me. Just don't try to silence me. Rather, mic needs to stay connected, connecting me, connecting to me, connecting with me, loving my voice even when it doesn't like what I have to say. When I die, die. I don't want a fucking eulogy because that means Mike will likely be there. Just let me leave this mic behind. It never amplified me. Always tried to reduce my output. Fuck that mic. That one, the one, that one, the one, that one mic that wouldn't give a fuck if I took my own life. He's been killing me daily, unwilling to self-adjust, slowly watching me die, reducing my volume. Fuck that mic. The one, that one, the one, that one, dropping me on the floor, entangling my cables, ceasing my connections. The only time the mic seemed to give a damn about me is when I might get out of range. That shit scared him a little, made him increase his vocab, trying to re-embed promises, trying to inspire at podium full of shit. He's never been a speaker. Get dude some Imodium, because Mike, he stay busted. I checked for that motherfucker so long, nah. If I got a mic check, I don't even want to be on stage, so just let me get down. In peace.
Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, if I ever get into a battle rap, I'm calling up Quincy, because she sound like the female version of Eminem going in right now. Yeah, she said forget one mic. She said forget one mic. Maybe I should have had two. This was fire, Gwen.
Thank you, sir.
Why, son? Oh, my God.
I was like, who shit on your cornflakes? I was like, my God. She hitting on all cylinders, and she's slamming doors and throwing bottles and throwing glass and throwing knives. And she's, every other line, she's like, fuck poetry. Fuck poetry. Fuck poetry. And your mama, too. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. That's when you want to calm down and wrap your arms around and be like, shh. It's okay, babe. It's okay. I'm right here. That's right. Fuck poetry. That's right.
Yeah.
I got you. Fuck poetry. Fuck that. That's right. Baby. I'm holding you. You're supposed to rock with me. But in all jokes aside, this is aggressively dope poetry, and these are the kind of pieces I dig of yours. These are the kind of pieces that I dig, and I'm like, I love when she got this kind of cadence because it's rough, and it's it gravels, and it's just like, ugh. But you went in. Yeah. You don't get no finger snaps on this one. You get a straight applause, and people stand up and go, say that shit. The next part that comes behind you on stage, though, like we somewhere in Harlem, the next part is like, yeah, take my name off the list. I'm not saying nothing after that shit. Nah, fuck that.
Right. Yeah, I got to head out. Just take me off the list. I got to head out.
Yeah, yo, hey, I just got a call. My baby moms need me to walk the fish. No.
Yeah,
so,
dynamic.
Fantastic.
Thank you
Fantastic.
Both. I appreciate y'all.
Nah, we appreciate you.
At least I got 50% of the assignment done. Next time, maybe I'll get it 100.
Beloved,
good. So good.
Your pieces are always 100. You dope as fuck. Never, you are all that, and the chips and the Skittles. You're dope.
Thank you.
Just taste the rainbow.
Open the door.
All right, sweetie. We're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One
yes,
love, one mic.
Y'all have a great night. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, beloved.
Wow, bro. She came through here and ripped it. Oof. All right. Let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we got our brother, Just Jay. What's good with you, Jay?
Oh, man, I just said I don't want to go behind Gwen C, and then you're going to unmute me.
You having a press one right after her.
No,
you
not now.
Right after her,
good
brother. Sitting and incinerated this mic, and his grip is permanent in his rascal.
Right. Oh, man, how you feeling, bro?
You saw the assignment that said body.
My God, she's still going.
And the energy was high all the way through it, and she was killing it all the way through it. Nice job, Gwen C.
She is nothing to play with, man. She's nothing to play with. And I'm a bona fide fan of that woman's work. So when she comes through it and she blesses us, man, just the same way when you do and you on your game and it's tight as hell, bro, it just recertifies why I'm a fan of spoken word poetry and poets like yourself, Gwen C., and the other people who blessed us this evening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, man, would you like to escort our brother to the stage?
Be my pleasure.
All right. What's going on with y'all, J-Rob, Van Metal?
What was you about to say? What was you about to say, good brother? I'm sorry. I apologize for cutting you off.
I don't have my headphones on, so I feel like I'm talking crazy.
No, you good. You good. You good.
All right. For some reason, it makes me feel like I can't. My words ain't coming out right, but I'm good.
All right. Sound good, brother. You sound good. But we're going to, tonight we're talking about, you know, romance, freedom of expression in your piece. And just use one mic in your piece. So, my brother, if you're ready to get on down, man, J-Rob will get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
I'm ready to get on down.
Go ahead, bro.
Oh. With one mic, there is the sound of rhythm of silence. In the absence of vibration, there is an unfathomable depth, and it has its own resonance in the vast cavernous of tranquility. Where quietness clangs hollow in chambers of blackness, where even touch can become numb when rendered till mute, and a soul's sighs fill in disembodied as this soul's mind search for sound. In the vacuum of thought, vibrations. Vibrations reaching in every direction, never to return to you again. As you strain your eyes in this pitch to see muted strobes explode in your eyesight. But these are just illusions created by your mind's eye, causing your physical eyes to see sound in the dead of darkness. On command, you command your diaphragm to crush down and deflate as your lungs take in air like a mighty well that prepares for its descent into the deep. And in a harmonious ballet of muscle and sinew, you squeeze with all your strength, fiber, and might. You compress and jettison this breath in your chest through the hallowed halls of your esophagus. Through the bottleneck of your larynx as you stretch your jaws wide to roar, only to produce nothingness as your lungs sputter their last bits of hissing wind and you feel faint from your exertion. As your last pitch efforts leave you depleted and defeated, so now you must accept your silence in silence and these poetic passages of stark darkness and solitude, and from this void of nullity, you remember the lily. Yes, the lily, swaying gently in the field as she pretends not to see you, looking oh so lovely. Yes, the lily, her inner beauty sings soliloquies that unplug my ears. And my tears unbind my eyes and my heart wailed a night-shattering wail. Yes, the lily. As strength surges into my marrow like lava, I stand and I cry. I am alive. the living form.
Whoa.
You,
my brother.
You go first, Van.
Nah. Hey, man, you... Your cadence and your flows when you're doing your pieces now, it's very theatrical. And it makes us really just want to listen to what you have to say. Because you're performing it in such a way that it's like, what's my man? Darkness looms across the land. Vincent Price.
Vincent Price.
Right.
Did you just do the Thriller?
Yeah.
I did.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. Anybody under 30, y'all don't know what that reference is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know. But I don't know if you've considered it, but you really should consider voiceover theater type work. Or even reciting, you know, doing audio books recital of like horror stories. Because you have that Vincent Price vibe in your flow and in your cadence, and the piece was dynamic, bro. I mean, what can I say? It was just dynamic. Why, son?
Hey, appreciate you, man. You know, you guys have been giving me advice all the way along this trek. I've been on as far as this board to go. It's been coming in handy, you know, it's coming in handy in some of the damaged places. So I appreciate you.
I would appreciate you.
I have to agree with Van that there's a voiceover work in your future. Because, you know me, I'm thinking stages. So I'm listening to this piece and I'm looking at you on this big ass stage and it's empty as hell. And you're spitting this piece and you giving it everything like you just did. And you may have a wayward violin way off to the side and they can just hear it faintly, but you're still spitting this piece. And by, when you say thank you and walk away, the audience is full of people. All the chairs are full and everyone just erupts with applause. It's just a visual that I got listening to you do that. Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, bro.
Outstanding.
Indeed.
Outstanding. I really enjoyed this piece, man.
Hey, man. I had upgraded it from Monday. I had went ahead and added the element of the lilies in to try to change the tone of it because it was like dark all the way through. I put a little bit of light on it.
Good
right
stuff,
on.
Bro. Good stuff.
Very
man.
Good stuff. Very, very, very good stuff.
Just
hey, I appreciate y'all, brother.
Over. We appreciate you, man. We're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, and stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. We're going to come out and hang out with y'all as soon as the show over, but stick around, good brother.
Sweet. Thank
you. One love, one mic, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Just Jay, coming through here, blazing the mic. You are tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And guess what? You have made it to the overtime hour. So if you were listening in online and they didn't get a chance to call in, well, they just can't hear this remainder of the show. This section right here, they can't hear. But you are here. And I'm your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, joined by my good brother, the other host of this dynamic show, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son, Mr. DSP, is in the building. How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling incredible. This has been a really, really good show thus far. And thank you to everybody who has blessed the mic. And thank you for everyone who's listening in. Thank you for blessing us. And to God above, thank you for allowing every single one of us to be available to share our gift with the rest of the world, and especially to my co-host and my brother, Van Meadows. It's a good night, bro. It's a damn good night.
great night, bro. And it's not over. It's not over. Because I see the poets that are coming. And this next poet, man, some of y'all might know her. Some of you may know her. Some of you definitely know her. Because she happens to be one half host of King and Queen's Quarters on Monday nights on Epiphany Radio, Epiphany's own Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zuina. Welcome to the Get Down. How are you this evening?
Hey, fellas. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
You see, she played it safe tonight, man.
Hey, fellas.
She ain't give it to no man. She get to no J-Rob. She played it nice and safe.
I'm trying to get on your good side because I did do my homework, but I'm here. And hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. I'm twirling one of my locks while I'm saying. Hey.
All right now. Hey. She's twirling her locks, man. She's twirling her locks.
And she got her glasses on the tip of her nose, and she's like, hey,
right,
man.
Hey, man.
Hoping that we'd be like, you know what? I don't even care if she messed up the assignment. She's twirling her locks, man.
She's twirling her locks, man. Yeah. She got some red lipstick on, Jay. Glasses down to her.
And you know her smile is bright enough. It's so bright. It's like she stole something from the sun. Like, come on, man.
Right. Come on, man.
I love you guys. Thank you so much. Guys,
we love
what
you.
What we do?
I would like just being yourselves. It's been a great night. I've been listening in. I was driving, so it made for good traveling poetry for sure. Some of the pieces
see?
That came through and Gwen C. Oh my gosh.
Yo, I was asking who shit on her cornflakes because she was
right.
she was giving poets the business.
Right. I'm like, okay, I was different, but I'm
like,
just like, even though, you know, assignment or no assignment, I feel like everyone's come through and just blessed the mic with. My heart has been racing this whole night, and it's been great poetry coming through tonight.
Did you hear the beginning of the show with Van Spit?
I did not hear the beginning of the show. I was.
Oh my God, practicing. Girl!
First,
Van came on
the
show.
Though.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Did you hear?
Oh my God! Oh my God! What Van did? Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Forget what J-Rob is saying. Forget what J-Rob is saying. You need to hear what he spit.
I'm going to go listen to the playback for sure.
Listen,
I'm going to listen to it first thing in the morning.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
J-Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. I get to escort her. Come on, girl. Come on. Come on now. And they said this. Ice cream castles in the summer. I'm sorry. My bad. Come here, girl. Just
hey man,
hold my hand and don't pay.
Forget that.
What?
Why these rap niggas get all up in your guts?
You know
Rich Vanilla,
he
can't chocolate.
He had to go there.
Ice cream, bonbon, wee wee.
Y'all not allowed to talk to Van for the rest of the show. Oh my God, bonbon, wee wee.
Right. Van seems like the type that comes out with a rose in his teeth out of nowhere. You're like, no one had roses, but he has one in his.
He's like, people just want to say good morning. He's like, oh, this. I always just walk around with a rose just in case I meet someone like you.
Just in case. You know it.
And meanwhile, I had in my hands was a container of milk.
Oh.
Like I thought you was hungry.
Oh, my God.
All right.
But what do I know?
Stage. I'm sorry. I'm going to get out of the way. I'm getting out of the way.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'd have had my Kanye West moment. Excuse me, Taylor. But Beyonce, I'd have had my Kanye West moment. All right, go ahead.
You moving too slow away from the microphone so we can give it to her. I'm so sorry for him. I'm so sorry. He's so embarrassing to the family. I'm so sorry. Listen, right now it's about you. You step up to this microphone, you take off them glasses, girl, and you look out in that audience, and you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Thank you. All right, this piece is called Orbit. And just, I guess our moment exists in orbit. It's a dance of patterned steps, preordained by fate. I wait with bated breath as change arrests our greet, as chance arranges our feet. I twirl and pirouette. It lets me kiss the space where you used to be. It's a dance as romantic as it is contrived. I've watched another star shoot by. We'll name that one next lifetime as we exist in orbit. Faces and trust encrusted in space dust, all trussed up in lines formed by the stars we connected, forming a pattern we named Uhuru, with as much freedom and control as the dance we dance in orbit, in your patterns, in your rhythm, worn in sands from the stance of your last chaise. I never imagined I'd be dancing this way, eyes closed, head back, lost in the tailspin of your last whirlwind, hands open, collecting moments like mementos, cradled in the arms of your star-like charm. You disarm my smile without warning as the universe keeps turning. I keep dancing, collecting roses in our teeth as we tango to a heartbeat that feels forever incomplete and I keep dancing. Black holes open up like throats devouring souls, but we keep dancing. Meteorites collide, creating fireworks in the sky, and we keep dancing. Uncharted universes birth new stars, new moons, new chances, and we keep dancing. We keep dancing. We keep dancing. I'll keep dancing. I'll keep my eyes trained in time to the minutiae in every move you make if that's what it takes to keep me dancing. In your time, in your step, in your rhythm, in jest, I'll keep dancing where our moment exists, somewhere in orbit. And that's peace.
Okay. 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 J-Rob, you go first.
Since I walked you to the stage, we'll keep dancing. We'll keep doing pirouettes in silence. We'll keep dancing as if no one else on the planet is listening. We'll keep dancing together to our own rhythm because the songs that we picked are in our heads, but our dance steps are colliding with each other in such a way that it feels like we're dancing in outer space. Our feet are so light. We keep dancing, telling the world that everything we've ever said has never been said before, and even if it was, it was said in a language that no longer exists. We keep dancing. We keep dancing as if ancestral spirits that Ushun asked Nefertiti for permission to ask Makita, can I have this dance, as we dance on sand in front of the pyramids, as they make perfect alignment as the planet becomes one once again. I love this piece. And I just did that off the top of my head.
Wow.
No, definitely serious. I just did that off the top of my head.
Off the top. That was dope. Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Van Middle, you had something you wanted to say, brother?
Hell no, I ain't got nothing I wanted to say after that. I should have went first.
You stop it. You stop. Don't you do that. Don't you do
first.
That. Don't you dare do that.
Next time, I'm going first. I defer to you thinking you're going to give some simple J-Rob commentary. You go into a whole piece. And
that was three lines.
If I got something I want to see.
That was three lines. I do nothing.
Excuse me. Edwina, let me just say, that your piece was perfectly performed. I loved it.
Thank you.
I love the dance and the rhythms all in the piece, and the love that doesn't exist in this hemisphere, in this atmosphere, because it's too far out into the galaxy. I caught that. I caught that.
Thank you.
So that's going to be the end of my commentary for the piece, because okay. J-Rock decided that he wanted to show off. So,
He showed out. He showed out.
Yeah, he did. It's okay. That's my brother. I love him dearly.
Do you ever do a two-person dance and then the other person just break out into some moves? Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You get it.
I ain't got no weapon.
He said, I ain't we got no weapon. All right, y'all.
I'm going to just turn my back and pretend this didn't happen because I'm just too cool for that.
You cool, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Edwina, before we send you over to the dance floor, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe and abroad?
Surely. So every Monday night, I am one half host of King and Queen's Quarters at 9 p.m. here on Epiphany Radio. We don't have a topic as of yet for the upcoming week, but stop on through, share some good music and good poetry with us, and we'll come up with a topic that should make make the night a little fun. And also, on Tuesday nights, on the Let's Talk Network, we also have a show. I'm one third host of the Poetry Corner. And it's a similar show on a virtual stage, and that's on the Let's Talk Network, streams on YouTube and Facebook. Reach out to us if you would like to get on the show. Back to you, fellas.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Get on out there on that dance floor. Shake what your mama gave you.
Surely. And thank you for the dance, J-Rob. One love, one mic.
Girl, Oshun would be proud.
This guy.
Van,
if I can take one love and one mic.
But my dear brother, if I could take a point of privilege, I can remember a year ago we were spitting some poetry and someone came on and my co-host, my brother, went on ahead and spit a dope-ass piece right behind hers. Right, and I was like, and I stood there befuddled, like, I don't have no poetry.
You must be talking about Rain.
I said no names. I said, my brother, this is what he did. And I said nothing except it was a dope piece. I was surprised. I was shocked, but I was like, you know what I care for? It was a dope piece.
J-Rob, I'm sorry, man. I'm having a Cat Williams moment. I done ate the cereal, and I'm looking up in the cabinet. Those darn insurgents.
I did nothing. I ain't do nothing.
Hey. I don't know what you're talking about. That was a year ago. You know, I had COVID, so my mind ain't what it used to be.
We got to move on to the next poet, brother. I brought up something you ain't even know about. My bad. Funny how you remember her name, though. My bad. Yo, who do we have next, man?
Next up on the mic, area code 214. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Area code 214. Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? This is your brother, Jay Walker.
Jay Walker, what's up, bro? Brother Walker, what's good, baby?
What's good, man?
Man, just soaking it all in. That's all. Nothing major. Just soaking it all in.
Right on.
Oh, man.
Glad
you're here, bro. Glad you're here soaking it all in. But it's your time to shine. It's your time to shine, brother, because we know you got that shine.
Hey, man, I've been back listening to those that came before me. Man, nothing but heat, man. I had to sit my phone in a bucket of ice because definitely made it turned that ice into water, man. Definitely did that, you know. But you know, how y'all guys doing? First of all,
first and foremost, tonight is a great night, brother.
Great night to be here. Great night to hear poetry. Great night to be heard. And man, I couldn't ask for a better night, man.
Fact.
First up. Yo, on that one night, I took one step on that one stage with that one crowd and that one mic. You see, rarely do I recite, but when I do, my words take off and take flight with no landing gear. They're just orbiting around the atmosphere. That flash of light you see across the sky, you see that? Those are just my words falling. Ah, man, let me back up. With no landing gear, they're just orbiting around the atmosphere. That flash of light across the sky that you see, what you think are falling stars are just my words re-entering the galaxy. And right before they crash and scorch the earth, they burst into flames like fireworks. Now that's the true definition of Wordsworth. Like a wordsmith, I should change my name to Wordsworth. Because these offering of words is more work than words work. Now you see how I just made those words work? Put a beat to them, you can watch these words twerk. I grew up in a time where we didn't kiss and tell. You cats nowadays will snitch on your own mama to avoid a sale. I was baptized in the waters of a wishing well. Even though I don't fuck with you niggas, I still wish you well. Born into hell and I'm trying to get into heaven. But I'm from the ghetto, like Thelma and James Evans. I bring the muscle like a trucker at Flood Ruckers. I was raised on dynamite and watch it, sucker. I once took my talents to South Beach with no D-Wave. That wrong move set me back like a delay. With no one to pass the baton, like a relay, stakes that you make in the past always comes with a price to pay. I had to retrace my steps and watch the replay. Fork in the road, now I'm standing here like, which way? The portrayal of a black man in the media is so cliche. With everything you did wrong, now on full display. Like that time I stole from the corner store when I was in like the sixth grade. But how is that relevant today? How did that one event affect what happened on this day? With that one time, on that one night, I dropped one verse on this one mic. That's my piece. Sorry for the mess up. I was had some other stuff going on, but hey, I got
the only person the only person that knew you messed up was you, bro. This was straight awesome. He said, "I don't fuck with you niggas, but I don't want nothing bad to happen to you niggas." Listen. Your wordplay, and I'm sorry for jumping, Van. Please excuse me. I apologize for jumping ahead.
Good, bro. You good.
But this, my brother, this is a work of art. And your cadence and wordplay, exemplary. I truly enjoyed this piece. I truly, truly enjoyed this piece, bro. Thank you. Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Jaywalk, my brother. Man. I just told J-Rob in the back channel that this your wordplay is sick. When you start talking about words, you said, see how I made them words work? Bro, that whole section right there was it for me. I was like, yo, he is going in. Like, Yo, phenomenal, man. Just phenomenal poet, bro. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you coming to share yourself with us, bro, because, man, you're a dope poet, man. Facts.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys, man, and this platform. I got to come out a little more. The crazy thing about that, and y'all see how much stuff, man, we just throw out there in the atmosphere anyway and see if it stick, man. But it's funny because even though I wrote it, I very seldom go back and read them, you know. And a lot of times when if I throw something out there, I never went back and read it. It was on my head and on my heart at that time, and that's what came out. And this is actually, I got to get better at going back with my delivery, because I never go back and read them. So once I wrote this, this is my first time actually saying it out loud.
A man after my own craft. I do the same thing.
Yes,
I write
sir.
It, and I don't read it until I'm ready to deliver it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, because I want you to get that raw energy at the time that I wrote it, when I deliver it. So I feel you on that, brother. I feel you on that.
Yeah, because it's hard to capture that initial energy when you do a piece that you're waiting to spit, that you might have put down for a second, and you're like, you know what, this fits what these people are looking for. And when you get it, it's like lightning in a bottle. But then if you would do it some other time, you're like, this, it didn't have the same energy. But they got
it,
but not like the first time. Yes, sir.
Exactly, man. Like I say, man, we as brothers, man, we throw so many words out there at times, man. And I, you know, people ask me all the time, man, do you spit here? I really don't, because my brain works so much. I'll start off with one thing and end up with something else.
Yes, sir.
Right on. Yep.
Yes, sir.
And that's the hardest part about reciting for me. And on top of that, I don't go back and reread them until, you know, maybe sometime later. So, you know, I got to get back and I got to really work on that craft, man, and work on that delivery, man. Because I was sitting back, man, in awe, man, at just some of the pieces that was just, man, that folks just spit out today. And, you know, I started looking back behind me when old girl was like, man, fuck Mike. I was like, wait, who? You know,
right.
We was all on that one.
Right. Yeah,
man,
he was all there, bro.
I tell you what, I pulled out my driver's license to make sure my name wasn't Mike. I was like, I don't know who this
chick
is.
That part.
I was like, man, this chick is really going in. I was like, she's angry. But nah, man, she definitely did her thing, man. But I'm gonna definitely, man, make it a point, man, to pop in weekly, man, just to man, even if it's just to spit a couple of bars, man. You know, I'm gonna definitely make it a point, set that alarm just to fellowship with you brothers, just over some words.
Hey, brother,
absolutely,
we appreciate
brother.
You
Love
for
that,
that,
man.
Thank you.
We're here for you, bro. Absolutely.
Thank you.
No
Thank
doubt.
You.
No doubt.
You know how,
AJ,
you know
Rob,
how
I,
bro.
Hey, definitely. Hey, man, ain't nothing but love. Much love, J-Rod. I do appreciate you hitting me up today, man. And that was another piece of fuel that caused me to call in today, man. Just that love you sent me today, man. So I do appreciate you, brother.
Like I told you, man, I've been there where you at, man, and thank you for allowing me an opportunity to check on you just to see how you are with your spirit and just to see how you are from one brother to another, because we don't do that enough as black men. But you're my boy, so I want to make sure I reach out and check on you. If you need prayer, if you just need a conversation, brother, I'm here, and I want to make sure I reach out. I won't overburden, but I'm definitely going to reach out just to be checking on you, man. So thank you for being open to that conversation, man. Thank you. Truly, thank
you. Hey, man, when a good spirit, man, tries to reach out to you, man, hey, the least you can do is open the door.
Yes, sir.
Complete
facts.
You
know what I mean? So,
yes, sir.
You know, so like I said, man, I appreciate you brothers, man. I love you brothers always, you know. Anytime
you
need me, hit me up. Man, I'm always here. That door is never closed on this brotherhood, this friendship, this relationship. Hey, this is
This is Black on Black Love.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. For sure, man. Y'all be easy, man. I know people probably looking for me because I done dipped off.
That's how it be, brother. That is how it be.
I done dipped off, but hey, man, for sure. We definitely. Hey, Rod, I still got that. I'm still waiting on that piece, man. You know what we're talking about.
Listen, I'm going to share that with Van and David Mott tonight and tomorrow because that advertisement piece that you put together for us is awesomeness. So, yes. And now that the spring and summer is about to hit, we got to do that. Van, you'll understand when I show it to you later on.
Okay.
Because Jay came with a dope idea for all four of us. You'll love it.
Oh, yeah, man.
Watch.
Hey, right. the way we dropped that Secret Garden, man, I think this one right here will be for the history books right here, though. I think this one right here is going to be – this is going to be history. This is history in the making, man. So I'm going to get out of here, but, man, hey
okay,
y'all dwell on that, though.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother.
Yes, sir.
We will. Right,
thank you.
All right. One love.
Be
one
easy,
life,
brother.
Bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother Jay Walk coming through doing
his
thing. Wow, dope brother, man. Dope brother. Next artist on the mic, we got area code 860. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening. My name is Wallace Reed, also known as the Elder.
What's happening,
evening,
Wallace?
Brother.
How you doing, brother?
How you
good
doing,
evening.
Man?
I'm on. How are you?
Hey, it's a great night for poetry, brother. A great night
sir.
For poetry.
Most
doing
definitely.
Good,
so I raised my hand willy-nilly before realizing y'all had some sort of assignment. So I'm going to try and make it work as best I can, but I didn't know there was a theme.
Well, let me
that's
ask
right,
you this,
brother.
Is tonight the first time you've ever called a Get Down?
Most definitely.
Then you get a pass.
Yes, sir.
Here's what we would like to do. Because you're new to the Get Down, have you enjoyed the show thus far from what you've heard?
Most definitely. I came in on my hobby.
Excellent. So we're hoping that this is not the last time that you visit us and share with us your gift of poetry. And because this is your first time, brother, missing out on what the prompt was is perfectly okay. So if you tag into the event page, Van and I can attach ourselves to you on the friendship line on Facebook, and we can continue to let you know what's coming up, and we'll hit you up so that during the course of the week you'll be fully informed of the shows coming up on the Get Down and other Epiphany Radio shows that are throughout the week. So if you so choose to come through, but we would love to have you as a guest again on the Get Down. So with that being the case, Van, is it okay if we invite the brother to the microphone, share
brother.
What he's got, and he could get on down?
Absolutely.
Wallace, good brother, me and Van have this thing on the Get Down where we don't tell people the mic is yours. We want you to get with a little bit of flavor, and when we introduce you to the mic, we're going to say go ahead and get on down. And that will be, and that right there is your cue. We're stepping out the way, brother. It's all yours.
Allow me to advise you to what I'm about. Wallace were wild with words, an astounding allegory, levitating language, lovely lyrical lobotomies, always alleviating angst, carefully crafted creative concepts, erecting eloquent edifices. In case you missed that, that's Wallace, Wallace, that's me. And my pen is Moliere. Can't be picked up by the unworthy. Takes the heart of gold, a mind sharp as a razor. The meeker heart can't hold it. Takes boldness darker than midnight, because when my pen writes, pinpoints pain with laser focus. It articulates passion, highlights hypocrisies. Lightning fast is just as devastating when it strikes. Unlike lightning, it'll strike twice, thrice. Infinite, it's still got a wreck shit. My pen is a problem. For me, it tells all my ills. For you, it sings your life song. For the establishment, it kills their facades. My pen is a problem. It causes good and bad trouble. It'll elevate or eviscerate. Just know when it arrives, nothing can hide. By the power of my skull, my pen has the power to be more versatile. Hard or soft, but never docile. Words so real, you'll call them tactile. It creates works that are tangible. It's distinguished, never fungible. Free verse or rhymes, brings truth to lies, lights to what darkness hides. My pen is a problem, or is it a solution? It speaks truth to power that sparks revolution, pinpoints true desires that cuts through confusion, provides knowledge that evokes evolution. My pen is a problem, So as I stand in these peculiar pulpits, or should I say on stage, I've been purposed by God to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering the sight to the blind, to the set at liberty them that are bruised. My pen is the tool I use. I walk this purpose every day, attacking my mission with the words I say. I have the anointed to pull at heartstrings. I bring damage to the devil on every level. I'm penning my purpose. Demons are nervous. The strength of my pen stamps them before their haircut. I part rivers of tears. Moses' wide is nothing compared to my pen. I mean, I've been in my purpose since pen's been penning. I'm bloodletting. These problems I'm betting. Can I get an amen? And the elder has spoken.
Hot damn. Hot
amen.
Damn.
Amen.
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 Right.
The elder has spoken.
The elder has spoken.
Stop playing with him. The elder has spoken. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was outstanding.
First and foremost, that was phenomenal. I'm glad you came through tonight. I'm glad you pressed one. I'm glad you didn't know the assignment, because we needed to hear that. And as an avid He-Man fan, bro, you should have seen me jump up out my seat. You should have seen me jump up out my seat. Woo!
You know, the funny thing about that line, I had that line before I had the poem. I was like, I got to put this somewhere.
Bro, that's dope, man. That's so dope. And as a voice for the community, you said, my pen is good trouble and bad trouble. Come on, sir. Mm-hmm. Come on, sir.
For me, Van, the byline for me, my pen is a problem.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You want to figure this out? Stop playing. My pen is a problem. Don't talk to me.
Right.
My pen is a problem.
Right. Right.
You don't want me to write this. My pen is a problem. I'm the nice one. My pen is a problem.
Right.
I just got hit back.
Right.
Back town. Sister said that was epic. The elder
has
spoken.
Yes, sir.
The elder, that was epic, and the elder has spoken. Go ahead, bro.
Wow. Just Jay. Y'all can thank Just Jay for throwing me the phone number to tell me about the show. So, you know, meet him on a Clubhouse in the Small House of Poetry. You know, we'd be, you know, out there crafting and working on my pen. So, you know, it's been a great experience.
Man.
I'm just finding out about this whole blog space. So, you know, I'm really excited to start, you know, getting involved with it.
Excellent.
Hey,
man.
Well, we're excited that you're here, and stick around because I want to do the whole lineup of the shows on the network for the week, for every day of the week, so you'll know exactly where it is. But like J-Rob said, definitely connect with us so that we can make sure. I mean, I'm in Small House of Poetry, the Facebook group, so I'm in there. I don't know, Jay, are you in there yet? Did Jester invite you yet?
Nobody's invited
Just
me. Y'all are being selfish.
I know you, Just Jay. I know you listening. I know you listening.
Y'all don't love me. Y'all only love me on weekends. Y'all don't love me during the week. Y'all selfish. Just black people being black people. But I did take the opportunity to befriend the brother on Facebook. So
thank you.
I can just say what's up to the brother and invite him myself, since other people that I know are being selfish. Very, very good to meet you, good brother.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Thank you very much.
Phenomenal,
it was a pleasure.
Man.
Thank you, gentlemen, for the space and the time. I really do appreciate it.
And you a Sigma? Okay. You cool people.
Yes, sir.
everybody, all the good brothers in my circles are Sigmas, Alphas, Kappas. Yes. Good brother. Good brother indeed.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Most welcome.
We appreciate
most
you,
welcome,
brother.
And again,
man,
that piece was straight epic.
Indeed.
So,
indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely,
hey,
man. Definitely.
Hey, I just want you to know, Elder, I just want you to know, those little moments where you was getting that extra wind of breath when you was spitting, that's because I was over here breathing for you, bro. I was breathing for you because you was going in. I was over here like,
Whew.
That brother says all right. The elder has spoken.
Yeah.
That was hot.
All right, man. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show, good brother. Wow.
Thank you, kindly.
One love, one mic, bro. Thank you. Wallace Reed, a.k.a. the Elder, bruh. Mm. Wow. Let's see who we got next. Man, that was phenomenal. Next up on the mic, area code 347. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, good evening. My name is Fabiola.
Well, hello,
hey, Fabiola. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Tonight's a great night. And we got Fabiola on the mic. Tonight's a great night. Is this your first time calling to Get Down, Fabiola?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome to the Get Down. My name is J. Rob the Wise Son, and my co-host is that dude, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And together, we're the Get Down.
Absolutely.
Awesome. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. Van, would you like to usher her through since this is her first time?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. So usually we let people know that we don't say that the mic is yours and it Get Down. We just tell you to go ahead and get on down. We do have a prompt for the evening, but you being new and first-time caller, we'll excuse you from that prompt because we want to hear what you got to say. You ready to get down?
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, go ahead and get on down.
All right. When there's nothing left but sky, aquatic seasoned ash scattered amongst the blushing clouds, dusted with golden glares penetrating from its solar flares, will I, mid-flight, hear your supersonic sledging voice call out my name with dynamic density, weighted whimpers of majestic dynasty, wrapping its chains of love around the meat and muscle, moaning various tongues of offering into the depths of my soul, spoiling me with adornments that drizzle from the valve of guzzling, frothing cotton balls that slowly sail the bordering celestial terrains. When all that's left is moon and sun, will your arms stretch like sheets freshly pressed by streaming strides of the iron's heat? Will the shadow against the sphere of the glowing crater depict love-making symbols and inundate the cornea, revealing ocular animations of touching and pressure point excavations, bubbling beams blazing all borders of flames and cool, meeting in the equator of passion's fruit, melding the unmanaged mannerisms that resulted in brokenness, fear dried in your eyes, and love abides in the combusting orbs of marigold that you coat my skin with. So I want to know, when all there's left is me and you, what possibilities are we willing to temper and brew? Poem.
Ooh,
that's really pretty. That's
you go first.
Really.
You go first.
This, you know me, Van. I'm a cat that likes music behind some pieces. Love a cappella, but listening to her voice and her cadence. Remember the music that I put into the event page earlier from Nothing But Strings? That actually fits what I was talking about earlier. This is an absolute violin, Nothing But Strings piece that I could hear over and over again because her cadence is absolutely magnificent and it flows. Thank you so much, Fabiola.
Thank you for joining us. I just want to give a shout out real quick to Small House of Poetry. My brother Wallace just recently spit. That was my brother, and Jay is also a brother of mine at Small House as well.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to meet with all of you in Small House yet. I think I might have shared a piece in there. So, but let me
I haven't got an invitation, so I'm
sorry, Jay. I will. Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you guys for being able to sit on this mic. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. But let me say that I really enjoy this piece. I enjoy the sensualism of the piece because I love sensual poetry. And this particular piece right here, your cadence, your flow, it was amazing. And I love the way that you took your time through the piece. You made sure that we heard every single syllable, every single word. And I love that because it made me want to just be drawn in more and more deeper into the sensuality of the piece. So thank you for that. And I loved it. Loved it.
Fabiola, I do have a question.
Pleasure. Yes.
First, how long have you been listening to the show for a little while?
No, this is actually my first time.
Have you enjoyed what you heard so far?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was a pleasure.
Can we count on you probably returning and coming back and blessing us once again with your poetry?
Oh, absolutely. It would be my pleasure.
I like absolutely conversation. How can Van or myself find you on Facebook?
I actually don't have a Facebook, but I have Instagram.
Get out of my head. That's exactly where I was going. How do we find you on the gram?
Okay, so my name on the gram, please don't judge me because I don't remember it off the top of my head, but it's Child of Yah. Or you can find me as Lovely Fabby. So that's LoveLySabi2.
Fabby, got you. Child of Yah.
Yes, there you go.
Lovely Fabby, got you right here. We will
Perfect.
Make it our point, and I will make it my business to make sure you get an invitation on a weekly basis, and I just friended you on the gram.
Got you.
Under J.
Awesome.
Rob, the Wise Son.
Okay.
Your piece
got
was
it.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you. Thank you for blessing us tonight with the presence of you and your ink.
It was a pleasure, guys. Thank you so much.
Looking
Thank
forward
you.
To hearing you again.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Have a good night.
Have a
you
great
do the
night.
Very same, beloved.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, Fabiola. Whew, wow.
That was dope.
That was dope.
That was dope.
Absolutely. Let me.
Wallace just killed it.
Yeah, they did. What a great way to close out the show. But let me give the lineup for the rest of the week and into next week. Join us tomorrow night in Epiphany Radio. Show will start at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night show is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic, as we talk some relationship stuff and then have some poetry. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. It's our profanity-free platform, spirituality, come through and bless the mic. Monday night, y'all, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is going to be, Honey Dripper 2.0, the best of the best in erotic poetry will be there. Wednesday night is the Erotic Love Zone with your host, the Sexy Divas of Epiphany, Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. And you heard the title, Erotic Love Zone. And then we'll be right back here next Thursday for another edition of the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Can't wait to have y'all here.
Mm-hmm.
Last words tonight. J. Rob, we'll start with you.
First and foremost, Van Meadows, as I say every week, and I'll say it until God calls me home, I love you, bro. And we do some phenomenal stuff. This was a great, great, great show this evening. And I want to say, man, without you, I couldn't make this. I couldn't do none of this. This is a blessing having to be able to sit in the co-pilot seat with you, brother, so that we can put together something that will be memorable for a lot of people.
and to the poets that called in this evening. Without y'all, this would just be a conversation between me and my brother Van. Without you, this is just air. But thank you. Thank you for not thinking it was robbery to spend a couple of minutes of your time with us. And for those of you who listened throughout the entire time, I'm humbled from the bottom of my heart that you decided to spend some time with us on the Get Down this evening. And because of you, we are. So thank you all for your energy, your poetry, and I look forward to seeing and listening to everyone once again. Salute to you all, kings and queens. I humbly submit and say thank you. Ashe, Van Meadows.
Thanks so much for that, Jay. I'd like to say I love you back, bro. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing you can change about it. You can hate me tomorrow. I will still love you in the same very same breath. So just get over it. But
yeah.
Can't do anything without you on this show, bro. You know, the Get Down is a special show to me, and it's more special because of the dynamic unit that we have when we put together these shows for our callers, listeners, and poets. This platform is your platform, the poets, the listeners, the callers. This is your platform. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. We wouldn't be here. But you have a gift. You have to let the world hear it. And this is why we're here, so that you can express yourself, share yourself through your ink. And we love you for it. And we thank those that don't press one to spit, those that just sit and listen, because that means that you're taking it all in and you're being fueled to release in whatever way, shape, or form that is, because at some point you will release. To our CEO, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, thank you, sir, for giving us this platform, Epiphany Radio, so that we can do this night in and night out. Y'all don't understand. We spend almost 3 hours a show taking all of this poetry in, being inspired by your creativity, being wowed by your wordplay, your usage, your vernacular, and even more impressed with you as an individual. So we thank you. But guess what?
Indeed.
Never forget to take your socks off, baby, baby. And we will see y'all tomorrow night with Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. And that show starts at 10 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. So, one love, one mic. We love y'all. Peace.
Peace, everyone.